Chairman of the Public Accounts Committee, Park in Parliament, Albert Kandapa, has called for the enactment of a law that would guarantee the professional independence of civil servants and to protect them against victimization. He said that technocrats should not be diplomatic in their bid to ensure that politicians and ministers do the right thing. Speaking at the second day of a two-day consultative workshop on a revised Ghana aid policy and strategy gaps and post-Busan framework in Accra, Mr. Kandapa stressed that those civil servants, especially technocrats, needed to devise proactive means to advise politicians against political excesses. We bring you an EastDex report.
The workshop was to solicit inputs of stakeholders towards the finalization of the revised Ghana aid policy and strategy 2011 to 2015. Brief them on commitments outlined in the Busan Partnership for Effective Development Cooperation and to seek inputs for the development of an in-country post-Busan framework. Mr. Kandapa, who lauded the initiative, stressed that political will was critical for the implementation of the documents. As a method of seeking political will for the implementation of the revised gaps, he charged civil society groups and the media to double up their efforts towards seeking accountability, responsibility and responsiveness from public servants, particularly politicians. A member of the PAC, David Oponkusi, who is also Member of Parliament for Ofuasi Ayerbi, said there is a need for Parliament and its members to be strengthened to act against the excesses of the executive arm of government because some of them are meant to score political points which may go against national interest. The country director of the United Nations Development Programme, UNDP, Kamel Kamaluddin, earlier called on stakeholders to make meaningful contributions to make the document a national paper that truly represents all sectors. The chief director of the Ministry of Finance and Economic Planning, Enoch Kobna, said the workshop was organized by his ministry and the UNDP to brief the participants on the outcome of the fourth high-level forum on aid effectiveness held in Busan, South Korea, and to solicit inputs towards finalization of a revised Ghana aid policy and strategy 2011 to 2015.
A NewsDex report.